every time in the Gospel of John, that the writer, that John uses the word world, the writer assumes we know that that means the God-hating world. And from this video, and from our own experience, of which we could add our own headlines, we know what the God-hating world looks like, don't we? We've seen it firsthand. We've even become numb to the ways in which humans can inflict harm on one another, on the earth, and all of creation. And so we come to a day like today, Christmas Eve and the fourth Sunday of Advent, and we think, how does this matter? Is God with us? Or is our hate, our rebellion against God so great that we've somehow disabled God? Or maybe on a day like today, we hit pause on all the worldly stuff. We shove it to the side because we just need to breathe just for a minute. Maybe today's the day you get to breathe. Maybe it's right now that you get to breathe. Because maybe today is a day when you're in overdrive. Maybe the worldly news continues to overpower the good news, which you suspect is probably true. Yet I think what the end of this video and the beginning of the Gospel of John have in common is that new life, new hope begins with the birth of Christ. The Gospel of John begins with some of the most beautiful and poetic, kind of abstract descriptions of God that you can get lost in your head in the beauty of it all. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And yet, it is these beautiful words that plunge you into a relationship with God. These verses from John give you God's origin story. Not only back to Genesis, but this origin of taking on human form so that we too can experience God, have a relationship with God, know God. Now, the $2 seminary word for this is incarnation. God became incarnate. God took on human form. The Word became flesh and lived among us. My favorite translation of this is, the Word moved into the neighborhood and set up camp. Isn't that great? And John continues, the world won't accept what has come. This is where we get our prayer for the stranger. God was born into the world, and the world said, no thanks. We know that that is how it goes. Yet John reminds us that in order to live in this world that God loves, despite our rebellion, despite our God-hating ways, John reminds us that we got to go back to the beginning. The beginning when God took on human flesh so that we could encounter God and be changed, be transformed, and then share that good news with the world. And in order to know that, in order to know that we've been gone back to the beginning, we need to know, or we need darkness and we need light in order to see it. John says the light shines in the darkness and the darkness did not overcome it. And then right away we go, well, dark is bad and light is good. We're in that trap, aren't we? But you guys, hope is born in the dark. Barbara Brown Taylor is one of my favorite preachers, and in her book entitled Learning to Walk in the Dark, she says this about darkness. She says, I have learned things in the dark that I could never have learned in the light. Things that have saved my life over and over again. so that there is really only one logical conclusion. I need darkness as much as I need light. And then she says this: new life starts in the dark, whether it is a seed in the ground, a baby in the womb, or Jesus in the tomb. It starts in the dark. Now tonight, whether you are worshiping here or somewhere else to celebrate the birth of Jesus, most likely you're going to end up holding a candle, and you're going to stand in candlelight, and you're going to sing. And you need darkness, and you need light in order for this to have impact. And the cool thing is that little bit of light that you'll hold in your hand illumines the faces and the people standing next to you. It reveals your neighbor, the one we are called to love by Jesus' words, the one who Jesus tells us to love. We have come back to the beginning of our story to know who we are, because it's where we discover who God is in the person of Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end. So come back to the beginning and see. It's the best news you'll ever see, and it's the best news you'll ever hear. And we say together, thanks be to God. Amen.